From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, when is it okay for the government to take your house? The Supreme Court hears a landmark case on eminent domain. But first, we go to Iraq, where the field of candidates for the country's future government is narrowing. Today, Ibrahim al-Jafri was chosen as his Shiite ticket's candidate for prime minister. Because the Shiite alliance has a majority in the new National Assembly, al-Jafri's chances of becoming the next prime minister are good, but he must still be approved by a coalition that includes the Kurds, and he must still be approved by the National Assembly. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Anthony Kuhn. And Anthony, give us some background on al-Jafri. Who is he?
Well, he has this very long and interesting background. At the moment, in addition to being the interim vice president, he's the main spokesman for the Dawah Party, an important Shiite faction which fought Saddam Hussein's regime for many years. And Jafri was driven into exile. He spent many years in Iran and Britain. In Iraqi politics, he's very different from your run-of-the-mill political strongman. He has a deep faith in Islam. He doesn't smoke or drink. He's very quiet-spoken and diplomatic in his remarks. So he's something new for Iraqi politics in terms of his quiet personality.
With him as the prime minister, what kind of signal does that send in terms of what kind of government Iraq would have?
Well, the platform he's outlined is one that emphasizes inclusiveness of the other factions and ethnic groups.
And something that is more secular or more religious?
Well, he says that Islam will be a basis for the Constitution, but he emphasizes that it'll be different from something like Iran. It will not be a country ruled by clerics.
Al-Jafri was chosen after another leading candidate, Ahmad Chalabi, withdrew his candidacy, and many people know that name because he was a favorite before the war in the Pentagon. What happened to Chalabi and his candidacy?
Well, the official explanation at today's press conference was that Chalabi stepped aside in the interest of unity and to avoid division with the party. However, what seems to actually be the case is that he could not muster the requisite support within the Shiite alliance to carry the day, and in the end it just seems that he was less popular within his own alliance than interim Vice President Jafri.
Will he have any role at all in the government?
Well, what people were saying quite unanimously today was that all of these candidates who did not come out on top could have a role in the future government, but that decision has not come out yet. Now, Chalabi has reinvented himself many times, reformed his coalition to reappear in another capacity, and so I'm sure we haven't seen the last of him.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Baghdad. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.